Blackstone presents Belle Starr, The Bandit Queen by William Yancey Shackelford. This book is read by Leanne Howlett. When I was a boy in Kansas in the early 90s, people were still talking about Belle Starr, though she had been shot to death several years before I was born. We lived near the territory border. Oklahoma was always called the territory or the nation in those days. And Belle had visited our town more than once. Many of our neighbors were well acquainted with the Starr Gang. My father and my grandfather had both known Belle personally, and I saw her daughter and other relatives many times. Having heard so many first-hand accounts of her exploits, I thought that I knew all about Belle Starr. It was not until 20 years later that I learned that most of the stories were not true. By the turn of the century, the fireside legends had swallowed up the truth, so that even Belle's intimate friends found it difficult to separate fact from fiction. Nobody knows exactly when or where Belle Starr was born. Frank James, brother of the famous Jesse, always contended that she was a native of Kansas. Bill Stiles, who called himself the last surviving member of the James Gang, asserted repeatedly that Belle was born in the mountains of Kentucky. The newspapers of my boyhood have it that she was born near Georgia City, Missouri, February 3, 1846. I used to go fishing on Spring River, not far from Georgia City, and have seen the old Shirley Farm, which the pioneers pointed out as Belle's birthplace. According to the inscription on her tombstone, however, the blessed event occurred at Carthage, Missouri, February 5, 1848. This information was probably obtained from Belle's daughter Pearl, who paid for the tombstone. Or Joseph Daly the Stonecutter may have got it from the Cherokee Tribal Records, since Belle was required to give the date and place of her birth when she contracted a tribal marriage with Sam Starr. Mrs. Flossie Doe, who claims to be a granddaughter of Belle Starr, rejects both the date and the place of the tombstone inscription. She says that Belle was born near Medoc, Missouri, on February 3, 1848. Burton Rasko, author of the best biography that has yet appeared, studied the books of the Recorder of Deeds at Carthage and discovered that Belle's family did not move to southwest Missouri until June 1848. Therefore, Belle couldn't have been born near Medoc or Carthage in February of that year. He suggests that she may have been born on a farm near Shirley in Washington County, Missouri, sometime prior to 1848. With reference to the Cherokee Tribal Records,
sample complete. Ready to continue?